And now to Texas, where Governor Rick Perry is beefing up the state's security presence at its southern border with Mexico. Perry has decided to send up to 1,000 National Guard troops to the Rio Grande Valley over the next month. He says the deployment will bolster the state's existing operation against criminal activity amid an influx of children and families entering the U.S. illegally in the region.
Drug cartels, human traffickers, individual criminals are exploiting this tragedy for their own criminal opportunities. Over the years, I have repeatedly called on the federal government to live up to its responsibility of protecting this great nation by securing the border.
Perry says the federal efforts have failed, so now he is stepping up. For details, we turn to Ben Philpott in Austin, Texas. He's a senior reporter who covers state politics and policy at KUT. And Ben, there have been National Guard troops along the border for years, but this deployment will add more. Exactly what will these new troops be doing?
It looks like they're going to be helping to support an initiative that the governor announced about a month ago, which increased the number of Department of Public Safety, or state trooper people within the border area. So they're going to be there as a show of force, he said in that press conference yesterday, essentially just providing that backup to the people that were already in place as part of this other initiative.
Now, Texas state and local law enforcement cannot enforce federal immigration law. So will these guard troops be allowed to, for example, detain people?
The adjunct general here in Texas yesterday did say that they will be able to detain people. And also, Governor Perry made the point in the press conference over and over that these people are not being sent there as part of the unaccompanied minors that are coming across the border. This is instead because the Border Patrol is having to deal with the unaccompanied minors, that they're being placed down there to go after drug cartels and any illegal activity beyond that might be slipping through.
Do you have a sense, Ben, of whether 1,000 additional troops is a substantial amount, or is this more of a symbolic move?
Well, the Texas border is gigantic, and so I think 1,000 is a symbolic move, but Republicans would say that it's a move that at least they're doing something, unlike, they say, the federal government, which is doing nothing in their estimation.
And what does the White House say about this?
Well, the president had a plan about a month ago to try and add some additional people and increase the immigration processing program and try to deal with this in some way. That, of course, has gone nowhere in Congress. So, they're saying, well, we're trying to do something, but we're being blocked at it.
Now, the cost of this is, of course, a big issue. The total cost of the plan Perry already had in place, with you, which you mentioned, plus the additional guard troops, estimated at more than $17 million a month. Who will foot the bill for that?
Well, Texas will right now, although Republican lawmakers have been for several years sending bills back to the federal government saying, please pay us. They have not received any payment yet, but once again, they say they're going to try and ask for payment, and the attorney general here in Texas, who's also running for governor, says that he's ready to take legal action, take the government to court if they don't pay for it.
And Ben, in about the 20 seconds we have left with you, what are you hearing from sheriffs and mayors in the communities along the border?
It just kind of varies. Some people think this is something that absolutely should happen. We've also got some mayors who say, look, having National Guard roaming our streets makes people feel uncomfortable and the border is safe.
That's Ben Philpott. He covers state politics and policy at KUT in Austin, Texas. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.